Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Mission Accepted. I know that you've more than likely been here before because you guys are sending in so many cool comments and you're forwarding episodes. And we just love and appreciate you because you know what? You're listening to a show that's full of entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs. And if you don't know what an entrepreneur is, well, it's kind of an entrepreneur that can't say no. No. And people that are in the creative field, which we have one with us today, and media. And it is just people that said yes, for whatever reason, back against the wall, girlfriend talked them into it. You know, they went to work one day and they walked out with a cardboard box and full of all their stuff. I mean, there's just so many reasons why we end up where we are doing what it is that we do. Or sometimes there's just a screaming calling that after 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years, you decide that it's the time to listen to it. And I really believe in that. When it's time, it's time. Sometimes we push it and then it gets a little painful, but at some point you decide to say yes to something, a project, philanthropy, who knows, maybe even getting married. So today, my incredible, magical audience, you guys are magical today. That's what you are. You're magical. You're like, oh my gosh, who's your guest, right? You guys done this before. You're gonna be like, who's your guest? Do you have a magician coming on the show today? Because you guys know that I call you all sorts of funky things, but you know that you are the best podcast audience because you guys rock. But look at, I have Mary with us today, Mary Sanders, and she is not only a lover of music, so she's one of my best gal pals. We're new gal pals. She is speaking on Stand Up. You guys heard such a, so if you don't know, on the 8th day of every month, all the way until 2024, you have an opportunity to come and get your bucket filled with the most incredible speakers, just doing incredible things. And if that's you, you better reach out and call me darn quick. See if we can get you on the agenda. But Mary has a profession that some of you may or may not have heard about before. You've definitely heard of holistic health. You guys know that I'm a big, deep believer in the world of physics, metaphysics, alternative health. It's just such a relief, right? Isn't it such a relief to know that we can be taken care of for our mind, our body, and our little soul that sometimes goes, pay attention to me, right? And I have an interesting story. Mary's going to come in. She's going to share her story of how she said yes and why she decided to take on the mission. But she is a medical intuitive. And this is really interesting. So when I had my holistic studio, I was obviously, my circle was full of really cool people doing really cool things, like it is now, but it was a lot to do with holistic medicine. And I remember one woman, she was also a medical intuitive, and you guys are going to find out what that is today. And we were talking about my son. So my son, bless his heart, my little fashion designer, he came home from the hospital, decided sleep was an option, and he just never did. Like, I mean, when I say never did, I mean, never did. He also wouldn't take a bottle, wouldn't take a soother, wouldn't take a cup, and wouldn't feed from a spoon. So he would nurse and not sleep till somewhere around 3.5 years old. So I was like talking to everybody. What can you do? How can you help me? Right. I was a very depleted holistic woman. And I remember this one woman said to me, she goes, oh, don't worry. Your son's going through all of these things. You know, he had some stuff going on all through these things, medical, because he's going to be a medical intuitive one day. And I'm like, well, that's great that he needs to learn it on his own experience. Can he have another facilitator, please? Because I need some sleep. But anyways, that was the first time that I really dived deep into medical, learning about a medical intuitive. And that's what Mary is going to share with us today. So Mary, welcome to the Mission Accepted show.
Thank you, Deborah. The honor is all mine. So thank you for having me as a guest today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I've just kind of, you know, done a lead in to introduce on what a medical intuitive, that you're a medical intuitive. But before we talk about what you do, why don't you talk a little bit about how you came to it? Because I'm kind of thinking, you know, that you weren't like, it wasn't a box you were checking off after university. No. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. No. I think I'm going to take these classes. So how did it come to you?
You know, Deb, I'd like to say that I organically kind of evolved into this position. And quite honestly, as you have said to your audience and listeners today, that there comes a moment in your life where you just have to say, you know what? I surrender. I have cat-footed around these issues. And finally, today, I am going to say yes, and I am going to embrace whatever the next step looks like and wherever it takes me. And so my story is I started off as a chiropractor, and I practiced chiropractic in a semi-traditional way for about 28 years. And then unfortunately, I went through a pretty severe burnout, which basically I just decided to blow up my world, and I ended up waking up on the other side of the world in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. And when that happened, I took a step back and I was like, wow, okay, so I've been committed to this profession for 28 years. Now, where am I in this entire process? Who am I? What do I stand for? What's my purpose in life? And what steps and what direction am I taking next? And so through the process of going inwards, I realized that I knew the body extremely well from the neck on down, and that there was this beautiful component, like this floating head, that, you know, was happening. There was information and in dialogue that was happening up within the head that was affecting people's healing process. And that led me in to become a certified positive psychologist. And I got in heavy into the neuroscience behind meditation. So that was all fine and dandy. And that took me to a next step. And then something happened. A few life-altering transitions happened. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, here we go, Mary. We know the physical body. We know the mental body. Now what's left? That's the energetic body, the body that surrounds us, the subtle energetic field that we can't seem to tangibly connect with. And so that's what led me into getting my master's in intuition medicine in Sausalito, California. So with my background, I now understood the body, I knew the brain, and now I understood the energetics. And then by default, my strengths kind of came into the alignment with my purpose. And here I am as a medical intuitive.
That's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. And I think now I know why I know that you love to help assist, prevent or heal people that are having an experience with burnout, on their way to burnout, are concerned about burnout. Other people are saying, hey, you better be careful, you might burn out. Let's talk about that adrenal experience in just a minute. I want to kind of to ask something. So in terms of medical intuitive, maybe you can define that a little bit for people. Like, well, who would come to you? I know that you have a big specialty in burnout. Obviously, you had your own experience and you turned your mess into your message. That's fantastic, right? And mm-hmm. So when someone goes to a medical intuitive appointment, are they lying on a table? Are they talking? Are you like, give the parameters a little bit so people can visually get an idea of what it is that we're talking about.
Sure. Easy enough. So Deb, when somebody decides that whatever they're currently doing in their life is not creating the results that they're after, meaning that they've tried the same thing and they're banging their head up against the wall and saying, why won't things shift? Or maybe that they're trying to better understand what's happening physically, what the messages that their body is giving to them, or maybe they're looking to overcome some kind of a limiting belief system. So when they call or when they find me, they're like, look, I'm not sure how I got directed to you or why I'm even talking to you, but my intuition tells me that the way that you approach the mind, body, and spirit is a little bit different than what I've been doing in the past, and I'd like to have a different outcome. So what ends up happening is that somebody who is interested in working with a medical intuitive, I do a very comprehensive intake evaluation. So I'm finding out about the medical history, the pharmaceutical drugs, the surgeries. I'm looking at the emotional traumas. I'm looking at some of the belief systems that people have had. Then what happens is we get together via Remotely, meaning I have a physical office here in downtown Boulder, Colorado, but I don't do my energy work here. I do all of my energy work remotely. And there's a couple of reasons for that. I'll get to that later. But essentially what will happen is that I listen, I connect in and do a brief scan of a person before we even get into a call. And I am in an expanded state by the time that the patient or the person is on the other end of the camera with me. Then I just ask a very simple question, and that is, how can I be of service to you? And then I listen. And oftentimes I put on a light deprivation mask so that I can listen intuitively and that I'm not attached to looking at the person and that I can actually hear what is being said. Then I repeat back to that person and I say, I really hear what you're saying. And am I correct? And we say yes or no. And then what happens is we go through, we decide on what the current theme is for the day. And then we go through a guided meditation with the primary purpose, Deb, is to set an entrainment frequency. Now, what that means is that I set my personal vibration at a frequency that opens up the veil between the physical world and the spiritual world. And then through time, that person begins to travel that same wave with me. And then we're entrained. And then I ask that person if they would like me to lift the veil for a reading and a healing today. It's very simple. And at that time, the person can say, yeah, this intuitively feels right to me, or no, this doesn't feel right to me. And then they can opt out of the reading. Now, know that my primary intention is to always support the other person to the integrity of their highest good at all times. At all times, their highest good is what serves the client. And once we lift and open up that portal, their spirit guide the healing. Now, I've been trained to open up my senses above and beyond the traditional five senses. So I just sense and say what information comes to me. Sometimes my clairvoyance is right online and I can physically feel the energy traveling through the body and detect where it is not moving or where it is blocked. Sometimes my psychometry, the energy that I run through my hands, is telling me various different density issues or where possibly pathology runs within the body. Sometimes I just receive information, direct information coming through, or I hear information. So the healing is not about me. I sense and say whatever information is being delivered to me, I report it back to the person who's receiving the healing, and it is intended to make sense for them. And oftentimes I'll say, I have no idea why I'm saying this, but this is the image. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm hearing. And then the other person on the other end of the line is, oh yeah, no, that makes sense. I totally understand what you're saying.
And then, very cool. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Anything more to add? I didn't want to interrupt you there.
Nope. That's it. Nope. That's essentially it.
Well, no, it's good because people then have an understanding, because there's a lot of, you know, there's people that do healings very, you know, in many different ways, sometimes lying on a table, you know, that's getting more into the energy and channeled readings. And, you know, when I do stuff, it's through audio, and some people are kinesthetic and all of that. So it's great to give people a visual experience of what to experience and how, you know, how a medical intuitive can find what's going on in the body, but not only the physical body, but the energetic body as well. So that's really beautiful. So tell us, you've decided to focus on the arena of burnout. Maybe you can kind of share with us burnout, because here's the interesting thing. A lot of people that are heading in that direction, you know, some of the things that they're saying to themselves, you know, I know from someone who's a highly creative person. I have a large tank or a large capacity to do multiple things at once. I don't sure if it's a blessing or a not, you know, but people say to me often, they're like, oh, you know, you need to be. And I'm like, I think if you understand your own capacity, you know, when you're at your own capacity, right? But sometimes if you're at that capacity for a long time, you don't see the detriment that other people see, right? So tell us about burnout and why you decided to specialize in that, or how, what's that like for people?
Sure. Well, the first thing I want to say, Deb, is the reason I decided to specialize in it is because I experienced it firsthand and I had a tremendous, tremendous amount of difficulty overcoming the physical aspects of burnout, let alone the energetic and the emotional components behind it as well. And even though I was a chiropractor and I was receiving integrative approaches to my physical burnout, I still struggled. So I knew that there were some emotional and mental components, and I've since learned that there was a lot of energetic leaking that was happening that I was not conscious of. So even though I was doing all of the right things, I still felt incredibly depleted. I still felt incredibly overwhelmed, meaning I was anxious all of the time. I was really searching for those coping mechanisms that would allow me to desensitize. And, you know, maybe that was just too much excessive wine or too much chocolate or too much food or too much shopping. I just really was struggling to find what's really going to ground me in the present moment for me to be able to heal myself. And so through that life experience, that's why I was like, you know, mental illness is not something that's typically talked about in our society and is even a rarity when we have a high achieving female who is expected to perform at a certain level in a certain capacity. She's not going to A, take the time out to be able to say, hey, wait a minute, I need some assistance here. She probably doesn't know, like myself, I didn't know who to turn to. And so, yeah. And so I was one of those people from the outside, Deb. Boy, it looked pretty darn good. It looked like I was doing a pretty good job keeping my shit together. But, you know, as it turns out, you know, I was struggling. I really was. And I didn't want to appear less than what I was capable of. So I believe, and I know to be true in my heart and with all the trillions of the cells within my body, I know that burnout is common. I know that most people don't talk about it. 50% of the population at any given time is experiencing burnout to some degree. And so when somebody does experience it, it's different for every single person. Yeah. You can be having the physical stuff. You can be having the emotional stuff. You can be having the disgust with your organization stuff. It's different for all people. And to be able to find somebody that can say, okay, first and foremost, let's look at the physical body. Where are you with your biomarkers? What's happening within your adrenal system? What's happening within your hormonal system? Can we get that balanced first? Okay, great. Then we say, well, what's happening in the mental body or the emotional body? Are you replenishing your battery, so to speak? Do you know how to turn the reflection inward to fill yourself up first before you're of service to other people? Are you meditating? Are you praying? Are you exercising? Are you doing the things that fill up your gas tank? And then last but not least, are you paying attention to the subtle energetic body that surrounds all of us and that runs within every single one of us? Are you balancing the chakra system? Are you looking for any rips or tears or holes within your auric field? Are you leaking energy or carrying most often women in our age bracket who are going through burnout? They are carrying other people's energies within their system, which is depleting their own source of energy. And I know women, if you're listening, I know you know what I'm talking about. It's the, maybe you're dealing with aging parents who are taking a lot of time or energy. Maybe you still have children at home who have the demands, pulling energetically on the demands of you. Maybe you have a spouse who depends on you for almost everything within their daily lives. Maybe you're carrying the energy of your boss. Somebody that doesn't know how to auto-regulate or to be sensitive of their own energies. And so they're depending on you to ground them and to hold the organization together. That's the element that is missing. And truthfully, it should be within the integrative approach to burnout. So I feel as though that's the unique juice. That's the special sauce that a medical intuitive has to offer for burnout.
So let's unpack some of that. Let's unpack some of that and kind of shake it off, because I think there's lots in there and there's probably people listening that go, check, not so much, check, check, nope, check, check, check. So I think that there's, like you said, 50% of, you know, maybe your demographic or the world is experiencing some kind of burnout in some kind of area. And they're maybe compensating in other areas to pull over. And I think that was just such a beautiful way to describe how it can show up in the three different parts of the body. I really loved how you talked on energy, you know, energy leakage. And I loved how you broke out on how that energy leakage can happen. And when we say things like, you know, who's in your circle? I mean, we say that from a financial standpoint. We say that from an emotional standpoint. We say that from, you know, whatever fiscal, whatever wealth bucket you want to, you know, if you want to get somewhere in your business, who are you hanging out with? What's the conversations that you're having with? And they say that, you know, you're the, you know, who's the five people that you're hanging out with? I don't care if it's five or 50. I don't care if it's five or three or two, or there's that one person. You know, that's why I love the idea of coaches. You know, whether it's a health coach, like someone like yourself, you know, whether it's a wealth coach or a business coach or whatever the coach is, it's nice to have someone be able to see outside of you, because sometimes we're so in it. Right? We're so in it. We could be in burnout and not know it, or we recognize we're getting depleted, but don't know how to fill that bucket up per se. Or we can be really full in one area of our life, like super full and super satisfied. Like, I'm sure, I'm just going to make a guess, but I'm sure that your work, you didn't do it for 20, you know, over 20 years because you weren't satisfied. It was fulfilling for you, but the leakage could be tiny and small, and it could have been happening over a long period of time. And not knowing how to plug it in a small way, but then we're like, oh, I need a retreat. I'm like, get me out of here. I need a vacation. How many times do you hear people say, oh my, what are you doing? Oh my gosh, I need a vacation. You know, instead of, hey, I feel full and everything's great in my life and I'm just going to go vacay because I deserve it, you know? But I think talking about that energy leakage that can happen in a way, particularly if you're not paying attention to your energy body, you know, you might go, oh, that yoga class feels really good. And you have no idea it's filling up your energy body as much as your physical body. So I'm really glad that you talked about that, and that there's, you know, there's ways to fill yourself up and recognize and be a little preventative about it, right? To take care of yourself along this incredible journey. So I love optimization. I mean, you know, I am the classic, I don't know if they call them triple A's, I don't really care anymore, but I love to be able to help people and support people in optimization. So there's two things, you know, you've built a business, right? You've built this incredible business around helping people stay intact. That's kind of how I see it, right? Emotionally and spiritually. And so, you know, everyone in the world is, you know, looking for that hack or looking for that tip or looking for that what have you. But I think it's a really beautiful understanding to know that not everything can get put together very quickly. I understand as soon as you say burnout, I hear adrenals, and I know what it's like to come back from an adrenal burnout. I had that experience myself, and it's a slow, self-care loving experience to come back from that. But from the idea of, I mean, I love top performance. If you can share with the audience who's like, well, that's kind of interesting. Maybe that's me. I'm not quite sure. I'm kind of, what are some of the things that they can do? Like maybe just three things that they can do to make sure that they stay intact, that they're on top of whatever it is that they're doing in their life. What is it that you do to keep yourself in top performance of being, you know, in an anti-burnout state? I mean, this is your work, but just for that everyday person that's, you know, we have a lot of entrepreneurs that are listening to our show. We are a show about entrepreneurship. We're a show about taking on the mission. There's a lot of gumption in mission, right? And so sometimes we get left aside as we're like swimming, you know, swimming in the ocean or kind of trying to make a way to our place of success. So can you share a few things for people?
Yeah, absolutely, Deb. I appreciate you asking the question, because what I'm about ready to suggest is going to be contrary to what most of the listeners are thinking, as they are movers and shakers within the entrepreneurial spirit and trying to make a difference in this world. And the first thing is to prioritize yourself first. So every day, create the opportunity for a, I'm going to use the word meditation, and that's going to turn some people off. But really what I'm looking for is an opportunity for you to shift your awareness away from the analytical frontal portion of your brain and pull it back into the center of the brain, into the space, the beautiful space of creativity that has no sense of borders, and tap into the level of expansivity that occurs within all of us. And just be in a state of observation. Listen to what messages come up to you, what intuition runs through you, or what your physical body has to say. So take time for yourself every day to meditate is the first thing. The second thing that I would say is to get adequate sleep. So, and I'm talking about good, solid sleep. That's not the sleep that, you know, not the alcohol burn off that happens at 3 a.m. or that sugar burn off that happens, you know, around that same time. I'm talking about unplugging from your social media, all of your influences, and really kind of coming into the deep REM cycles and allowing your body to enter into the recuperative phase. So that's the second thing. The third thing is know your biomarkers, know where your hormones are. And when I say hormones, I'm talking about all of the hormones, your sleep hormones, your reproductive hormones, your thyroid, your metabolic, your all of your endocrine hormones. So that if you know from a functional level of what's happening within your adrenal system, chances are you can find what normal is for you. And the moment that your hormones go out of balance, then you can auto-regulate back into midline before it becomes a negative feedback cycle that affects all of your hormones. So those are my top three.
Perfect. No. That does it. Okay, lots of stuff, lots of information, lots of, you know, digestion, people taking that in. For those of you that have just heard about this profession, what an incredible profession. If there's something Thanks. That you're drawn to, you're like, wow, I'd love to be a part of that. I'd love to receive it. I'd love to have it. I'd love to do it. I'd love to, you know, whatever. You know, we're going to put Mary's information in the show notes. Mary, before we kind of get to that, I'm just going to kind of shake it up a little bit. We're just going to completely shift out of there and get to know you a little bit. So I've got a Sure. couple of questions for you and
Go for it.
that have nothing to do with nothing. Do you know what I mean? They have everything to do with everything. I'm a big believer, and I know you are because you play in the world of energy, of putting things out there. Now, outside of maybe it is an ultimate business goal, but what about a personal goal? So what is something that's on your bucket list? You know, what is something that you want to, you know, cross off on your bucket list in your life?
Wow. Well, I have a huge bucket list, and most of it revolves
right on, girl.
Most of it revolves around traveling. But I will share with you one thing that I know again with every cell of my body that the alignment issue that directs me on my path, my purpose, is to be a bridge, a conduit of education for those people who are scientists, which is my background. So solid physical science, and then my purpose is to bridge that gap into the science that has yet to be proven.
So one of the things on your bucket list is to have that happen. But so before you transcend, you want to make an impact in relationships between the science that you came from and the science that you're playing now, and see that integration happen. That's on Absolutely. Your that's a bucket list. Okay.
That's an alignment issue. That's a purpose issue for me.
Yeah. And I think it's important to put things out there because, you know, you never know who's listening. You never know who can help with our goals and our dreams and aspirations. And as we're inspiring others to do that, I think it's interesting to hear what's on people's bucket lists. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the last question that I have, and then we're going to let you, you know, sign off and let people know where to reach you, where to come see you and all that good stuff. And you are speaking on the May 8th, you will be speaking very, very shortly on the stage of Speak Up, Stand Up, and Show Up. So you guys can come see Mary and 12 other incredible rock star women just pouring into you. And we can't not say that on every summit we do, there is thousands and thousands of dollars of free gifts. Like, you don't need to buy a ticket. You don't need to free draw. And there's even more thousands and thousands of dollars of gifts given away if you, you know, guess the right answer. But, you know, Mary's going to be giving away something pretty cool. You're going to have to come and show up to see that, but you can just ask us for a ticket and there you go. But Mary, the last question I have for you is, so you're on your way to a desert island because you're going to that vacay as a preventative. No, you're going there. That's it. This is your last trip. You got a suitcase. You've got room for one album in that suitcase before you go to this beautiful desert island all on your own. What album are you taking with you?
Oh, goodness. We've had this conversation briefly, Deb, and I'm almost embarrassed. I'm not a country western girl. But if I were to take an album that like reminds me of the little girl that's inside of me, that little girl that is just filled with so much love and potential, that would be John Denver's I forget the name of the album. So,
well, I don't know if we're the same age, but my first album was John Denver's Greatest Hits, you know, and it had Country Roads, you know?
Yeah. Mine was, I don't think it was his greatest hits. I want to say like a Bring
coming
It Back Home,
home
or Coming Home.
Coming home.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's Coming Home. That's actually the one I call it Greatest Hits, but it's actually Coming Home. And get this, I was record shopping not too long ago. And I found it and I bought it.
Oh, good for you.
But that's a great one. Yeah, no, that's a great one. So awesome. Okay. So you're going home with John Denver. All right, Mary, can you just please tell people your website or your email or where people can reach you? And
sure, Deb, thanks for asking. My website is a living, breathing organism of its own. So you can always find what's happening as far as the latest program, the latest retreats and all that good stuff. And it's simple. My website is www.drmarysanders. So drmarysanders.com.
Awesome. Well, it was a pleasure to have you on the show today. You guys know what to do. I know you know what to do. You're going to share this. You're going to give comments. You're going to feedback. Please do a review. The more you do, the more we can bring to you. I mean, that's just kind of how it works. We are in relationship with each other, listeners. So please shout out and do reviews and send this out to people. As well as if you would like to be on the show, it's really easy. Deb@devdrummond.com. Come on the show. Love to have you. Love to have you share. So you got lots of things that we're talking about, people. You've got summits to go to. We've got, you know, a beautiful book you can participate in. Just go to devdrummond.com and you can see all of that there with the events for the Stand Up, Speak Up, and Show Up that Dr. Mary Sanders is going to be on. We have something for you every single month. We have something for you till May 2024. So no excuses. Put us in your book. Dr. Mary, thank you so much for sharing and enlightening us on what you do and what your mission is. It's such a beautiful thing. And we will see you soon. And you guys be well. And you stay groovy till we see you next week. Bye for now.